Friends and enemies, thanks for stopping in for another Saturday minor and equity roundup. So Len, again, does these videos during the week. They're all about, between 10 and 20 minutes, although these ones are a little longer. And he wraps up like the big mining news, hash rate moves, equity stuff. Pretty good videos that you guys have been asking for, so we put them on the audio feed now too. This week we got Hive, Hut, Core Scientific, Thedra, Lux, Iris Energy. What else we got on here? A couple other ones. Big Marathon. Oh, Marathon had a bad week. Anyway, so thanks for watching and listening to those. These are sponsored, as always, by ShakePay, best place for Canadians to buy and sell, though you should never sell your Bitcoin. Great spreads, great mobile app. Everything's easy, cheap, free. Plus, it's speedy, too. So you can get like all your deposits and withdrawals done, I think, most of the time within like 10 minutes. I've never had a problem with those. And they got three things going on. They got Shake Paid right now, where you can spend off your CAD balance and get the whole thing given back to you in Bitcoin. They got Shaking Sats. If you use our promo code CBP to sign up, you can shake your phone every day for some Satoshis. And they have the Sats Back card, which you can throw in Apple Pay or Google Pay, whatever. And you just get 2% back on your first 5,000 and 1% after that. So we love those guys. Check them out. And we're sponsored by Ledin now, too. So that's like an institutional grade set of services for people who want to make some interest on their Bitcoin. You want to get a mortgage with your Bitcoin. You want to get a loan on your Bitcoin. You want to do the famous B2X, double down, really put your money where your mouth is. It's a lot of fun. They have a promo code for us as well. It's going to be in the show notes. So use them, give them a shot if you haven't already. I think you'll find that their services are really, really good. We like those guys. Mario's a great friend of the show, obviously. So yeah, Ledin and ShakePay, we thank them for their support. Have a great Saturday. Enjoy cutting the lawn. We'll see you guys on Monday night. The Canadian Bitcoiners podcast is just two guys and maybe a guest or two discussing Bitcoin, Bitcoin equities, and the related macroeconomic space. It's not meant to be financial advice, so please, if you're doing any investing after listening to our program, do your own research, do your own due diligence, and understand that any money you invest can be lost. The show is meant for entertainment purposes only, and we hope you enjoy the program.
Hello, Bitcoiners, and welcome to another show where we do a wrap-up on Bitcoin miners and Bitcoin-related equities. Today is June 6, 2022. This one won't be done in the average of 10 minutes. It's going to be much, much longer than that. It's lots to wrap up and discuss today, so strap yourself in. This is going to be a good one. And before we go further, just want to ask that you please like the video and subscribe to the channel. We'd have to get as many new people on board onto our stuff. When we want people to look at us, watch us, view us, listen to us, and with your help, we could get there. And let's just talk about the sponsors now. And our second, but not last, sponsor is Ledin. And if you use our referral code below, fund your account with 75 USDC or 150,000 Satoshis for a period of 15 straight days, you will be gifted 10 USDC. So you have the ability to use Ledin to stack, add to your stack, and collect interest on your Bitcoin or your USDC. Not only that, if you have a large stack of Bitcoin and you want to borrow against it, Ledin has you covered. So if you're looking to buy a car, down payment for a house, whatever it may be, and you have a large stack you don't want to sell, but you want to borrow against, Ledin is there to help you out. So check them out. You could borrow against your Bitcoin. It's a 50% loan to value ratio, and it's a great place to not sell your Bitcoin and borrow against it. And lastly, if you are feeling lucky, you could use their B2X option where you could double up your stack. And if you think the price of Bitcoin is going up, you could use their B2X option. So they double up the Bitcoin that you have. And when it goes up, you could pull out. And you are a winner. And check it out. So lots to see. Make sure you check the Ledin websites to see what are the rates, because they change on a month-to-month basis. And our first sponsor is ShakePay. It's the best place to buy and sell your Bitcoin, but never sell it, of course. And if you use our referral code below and you fund your account and buy $100 worth of Bitcoin or the other token, you'll be gifted $30, and that will be added to your ShakePay account. So $30 free as long as you buy $100 of Bitcoin or that other token that they sell. As well, you get the ability to shake your phone for partial Bitcoin known as Satoshis. Do this consecutive days, the amount of Bitcoin that you are awarded is going to be going up and up to a maximum of 1,000 Satoshis out of your account every day that you shake your phone. That's if you have a streak of 200 consecutive days. So get the referral code, sign up, start shaking your phone, free Satoshis added to your account. Why the heck not? And last but not least, they have the ShakePay Visa card, and you can go out, use it to buy anything you want, gas, groceries, flowers for the loved one, whatever, and you'll be rewarded 1% back in Bitcoin. So check it out. And finally, there's the ShakePay promotion that's in conjunction with the ShakePay Visa card. And if you are so lucky, the whole purchase will be rewarded back to you in Bitcoin. So if you make a $200 purchase, and if the gods are smiling upon you on that day, well, you will get that whole reward added to your account in Bitcoin. So not too bad. Check it out. Use our referral code below and you'll get access to all of those great items from ShakePay. All right, so with all the formalities out of the way, let's get hashing and let's take a look to see who are the winners and losers for today. CryptoWorks leading the pack at 20.83%, the company that doesn't just mine Bitcoin anymore. They got a real bump today in terms of their price. Blue Sky Digital Assets, 14.29%. We talked about Blue Sky on Friday. I think that was the last time I talked about them, where they're purchasing a whole bunch of those S19 Hydro, the water-cooled units, and they're going to be housed in those purpose-built containers that Bitmain is going to be providing them, and that's going to give them a real jump in the hash rate. I'm not sure if this jump in their stock price is a result of that news, because that news came out during the trading day on Friday, so this is something that's outside of that, but nonetheless, big jump for Blue Sky Digital Asset. Liquid Fintech, 8.823% up on a day, so pretty good. No news what caused them to jump up, but here's a surprise. Haven't seen them in the top five gains for a while. Coinbase, 5.97%. Have we reached rock bottom and we're climbing out from that deep hole that they dug themselves in? Who the heck knows? Yeah, so there you go. So there has been a fair bit of winners today, but a fair bit more losers on the day. And TerraWolf, 15.19% down on the day. That's quite a kick. Cypher Mining, 10.86% down on a day. Core Scientific, my gosh, 8.27% down. Why, oh why, is this the case? I'm going to be showing a chart later on as to why I believe Core Scientific is a value play. Neptune Digital Assets, 7.41%. They mine about just about everything, not named Bitcoin as well. So, whatever. There we go. So, then we have Bitcoin Well, 5.26% down on the day, and Big Digital Assets down 5.15%. Oh, Stronghold Digital, can't forget about them, 4.7% down on the day. So yeah, there we go. That's the list of winners and losers, and yeah, it's more losers than winners today, which is not too good considering the fact the price of Bitcoin went up. It went up since the last trading day. I thought that there would be more winners than losers on a day, but the heck do I know? Core Scientific is real head scratcher. Okay, leading things off, we got a story from Hive, and they reported on their May 2022 production update. And remember, this is the OG publicly traded Bitcoin miner in Canada. This is the first one that got loved by the stock exchanges in Canada and got listed. So here we go. As for the June 5th, they have 3,186 Bitcoin on the reserves. Decent amount. It's not to the same level as Core Scientific, Marathon. Those are the ones that have a heck of a lot. And Marathon's going to be selling their Bitcoin. At least they've announced that. But aside, that's a different story altogether. So you can see that they're about one third of the amount of Bitcoin on the reserves in comparison to those two other companies I have listed in terms of specifically what happened in the month of May. So Hive does things a little bit differently because they mine both Ethereum and Bitcoin. And then from that Ethereum, they convert that into, in terms of like actual numbers, into Bitcoin, so the Bitcoin equivalent. So it's kind of convoluted, their overall mining. But nonetheless, let's go through it. They mined 273 Bitcoin for the month of May. And they also mined 2,694 ETH for the month of May. Their hash rate has increased a small amount for Bitcoin. So the beginning of the month is 2.15 exahash per second, and by the end of the month, it's 2.18. So they went up about 30 petahash per second. Their Ethereum remained the same, 6.26 terahash per second from the beginning to the end. So that there you go. So it looks like they're putting in more ASIC miners, and they haven't put in any more GPU miners on their network. And they noticed that the amount of Bitcoin and Ethereum that they've mine in totality, so that Ethereum, if they convert it into Bitcoin, gives them a total operation mining of, for the month of May, of 459.2 Bitcoin equivalent. So it's, they say Bitcoin equivalent, so it's not truly Bitcoin, it's the Bitcoin equivalent. So keep that in mind. That's the way they tend to do things, and that's just the way they operate right now. Their total hash rate, they're saying, if you do the Bitcoin equivalent, which is kind of convoluted, is 3.14 exahash per second. And this is all thinking that, you know, right now the price of, or ETH is still using proof of work. If it ever goes to proof of stake, Hive is going to take a serious step back in the their hash rate, because they can no longer use the their GPU miners to mine ETH, and that's going to cause some real problems. And they do note here, this is actually something really interesting. They reported from their primary stock exchange that 25% of their total traded value is shorted. This seems rather interesting. A lot of shorts that were being placed for Hive. It's driving the price of the stock down. This stock could potentially explode, especially if the price of Bitcoin rips. Something to note here. And they also note that they are continuing to increase their hash rate. They plan to be at 6.2 equivalent exahash per second in 1 year's time, as opposed to 3.4 where they are right now. And also, in terms of their building up their infrastructure, their building in New Brunswick is going to be improving. Right now it's 50 megawatts of power they could draw from that facility. It's going to be ramped up to 75 megawatts. There's definitely some growth here from the Hive camp. So all in all, it's interesting because it's both Ethereum and Bitcoin mining, and so you got to take that in consideration when you're dealing with Hive. The shorted aspect is something you really have to look into here. It's hard for me to dissect how much it's going to impact if the price of Bitcoin goes up, but if it does, these shorts are going to have to be called, and this could cause a real drive up in the price of Hive, because these shorts, 1/4, that's a lot of all the outstanding shares out there. That's a lot that's potentially driving the price of Hive down. But one thing to also keep in mind, and the whole variable here, is that if ever Ethereum goes to proof of stake, Hive is going to suffer drastically. They have a large number of their mining facilities, and their network is dedicated towards mining ETH. If that is taken off the network because ETH goes from proof of work to proof of stake, this is going to take Hive is going to take a real kick to the, well, it's going to be knocked out. Essentially, it's going to be a punch to the head, and it's going to be a knockout. So take that in consideration. Hive, some good, some bad. I want to talk about the bad. If there's ever a move to proof of stake, and the whole shorting aspect, it's a question mark that needs to be addressed, I guess, in the next little while. Let's hope that the price of Bitcoin goes up and the price of Hive will just absolutely rip. So check it out. Really cool stuff from Hive. They're consistent. They you know, they're very consistent with their mining of Ethereum, but mining of Bitcoin. Ethereum looks like it's they haven't deployed anything on their network, so whatever. I like Hive. I have no issues with them. Remember, actually, there was one issue, but it was minor. Last year, when they reported on their year-end financial report, it took them a lot longer to report on it, but it was kind of a nothing burger. A lot of people thought it was something. There was, you know, if there's smoke, there's fire. There was nothing. There's neither smoke nor fire over there, so nothing else to say on Hive, and we'll just move on to the next topic. All right, moving on, we'll talk about the other company that starts with the letter H, Hut 8. And they reported on their May highlights, or their May production, and it's pretty good. And actually, there's something in here which I want to take a look at in hopefully the next little while. So they said that, or they announced that they've mined 309 Bitcoin. And this is not strictly Bitcoin mining. They also use their Ethereum mining to get to this 309 Bitcoin. When they mine Ethereum, they convert it immediately into Bitcoin, and they keep the Bitcoin on their balance sheet. HUD 8 is one of the companies that just doesn't sell their Bitcoin. That's part of their MO. And they noted that 14% of their overall Bitcoin mine came from Ethereum mining. So again, this is another one that if there's ever a change from proof of work to proof of stake for Ethereum, Hut 8 is going to be experiencing a step back. In this case, using these numbers, it's going to be 14% step back. And I mentioned that they keep everything, well, 100% of everything they mine, they put into storage, and that's their motto. And right now they hold 7,078 Bitcoin as of May 31st, 2022. So 7,000 is a pretty large number. Marathon and Core Scientific are around a 9,000 mark, and they have the most Bitcoin of any publicly traded miner on their balance sheets. So Hut 8 is very close to that, but they won't catch them considering how much Bitcoin Core Scientific is mining on a monthly basis, around 1,000 versus 309 here. Core Scientific is going to run away with this one. And Hut 8, their total hash rate is 2.64. And they do note that their facility in North Bay they began operations, 15 megawatts of power starting on June 2nd. That's going to add 400 petahash to their operations. This is the one I noted because I'd love to make a trip to North Bay and take a look at their operations over there. It's not, you know, it's quite a bit of a drive here, but it's still within driving range for me. So Hut 8, if you're watching this and you want one of the Canadian Bitcoiners or both of the Canadian Bitcoiners to do a tour of your facility in North Bay, we're here to check it out. We'll be happy to look at it. But yeah, there's nothing else really to talk about here. It is what it is. They talk about here that they're bullish on Bitcoin, blockchain, Web3. So Web3, I talk about that quite frequently, and you know how I'm not too bullish on that. But primarily they're Bitcoin miner. It doesn't seem to be their whole operation. They do mine some Ethereum and convert it into Bitcoin, but still they are primarily a miner that tries to accumulate as much Bitcoin as possible and add it to their reserves. So really not much to say besides that. It's kind of a ho-hum report, if anything, nothing spectacular. Nothing else to say. I mean, if you think of anything that's bullish from this, let me know, because it's very just ho-hum, nothing spectacular, nothing that's going to knock me off my chair, but nothing bad too. So take that for what it's worth. So let's talk about the largest publicly traded Bitcoin miner in terms of hash rate and Bitcoin mined for the month. The largest Bitcoin miner by market cap is Marathon, but in terms of, in my eyes, this should be the largest one by market cap. So we'll talk about that momentarily. So Core Scientific, they mined for the month of May 1,138 Bitcoin, which is a heck of a lot of Bitcoin for 1 month that they mined. In fact, that's just a little bit not as much as the previous month. It's noted that they mined in April, the average Bitcoin they mined per day was 37.4 for the month of, that was for the month of April. So month of April, they mined 37.4 Bitcoin per day on average versus the month of May, 36.7. So it's came back a little bit, and they attributed this to the overall hash rate increasing by about 10% between April 27th and May 10th. So that obviously impacted every Bitcoin miner's ability to mine Bitcoin. And I mentioned that earlier in this episode that the Core Scientific has about 9,000 Bitcoin on the reserves. I was incorrect. It's around 8,058 Bitcoin is on their balance sheet. And their overall hash rate for their fleet is 9.2 exahash per second. And they do have hosting that they provide their customers. That's additional 7.9 exahash per second. It'd be nice if they could amalgamate this into their own network and then take that over so they could be at a much higher hash rate and mine way more Bitcoin. But yeah, like this is just a kind of a ho-hum report from a very large Bitcoin mining operation. I just want to point out that if you want to take a look at their market cap to their hash rate, comparison to their peers. So I have Core Scientific, Hut, Iris Energy, Marathon. CleanSpark is a really good deal, but also Core Scientific. It's still, in comparison, it seems like it's a steal. Like it's not the market rate compared to the hash rate. It's much, much lower in comparison to their peers. Like it's, what is it? Comparison to Hut 8, it's less than half. So does that mean Hut is way more overvalued and Core is way more undervalued? I don't know. From what I see here, Core Scientific appears to be a value play, even though it is the largest publicly traded Bitcoin miner. So take that for what it's worth. This is just my own two cents. It seems that Core Scientific and CleanSpark are good plays here to buy into, because it seems like they're undervalued at considering that how much their market cap is and their hash rate is. So that's just my two cents. If you're going to deploy capital, make sure you do some research first. And that's it. Nothing really else to talk about. Lots we did talk about already today. So hope you enjoyed this episode. We're going to be doing our live stream tonight at 7 p.m. So if you're watching this before that takes place, come check us out, 7 p.m. Eastern. If you're watching this after, well, watch the replay. Watch it online. Check us out. Enjoy what we have. We have a lot of good back and forth. We'll be talking about Bitcoin, a lot of different things that's going to impact Canadians and Bitcoiners as a whole. The last thing, make sure you understand that nothing we talk about on the show, I'm not a financial advisor. Joey's not a financial advisor. None of our guests are financial advisors. So make sure you do your own research before you park any money. It only makes sense. If not, you'll just get wrecked. And with that, take care. Hello, Bitcoiners, and welcome to another show where we talk about Bitcoin miners and Bitcoin-related equities. Today is June the 8th, 2022. Try to get this guy wrapped up in 10 minutes on average. It's not going to happen. It's going to be longer because there's quite a bit to talk about on the docket today. And before we go any further, just want to ask if you could please like this video and subscribe to the channel. It would help us out tremendously. And with that being said, let's talk about our sponsors. And our first sponsor is ShakePay. It's the best place to buy and never sell your Bitcoin. And use our referral code below. And by doing so, and you buy $100 worth of Bitcoin or the crappy token that they have that's not named Bitcoin on the ShakePay exchange, you'll be given $30 and it'll be added to your account. So not too bad. It's a good place to buy some Bitcoin and get $30 added for free just by simply buying $100 of Bitcoin. Also, by using our promo code below, you get the ability to shake your phone and be awarded partial Bitcoin known as Satoshis. And if you do this consecutive days, you get the amount of Bitcoin that's awarded to you, it's higher. To the point, if you do this for 200 straight days, you're going to be awarded 1,000 Satoshis every day you do that. So once you get to the 200 day mark, that's 7,000 Satoshis in a week, 30,000 Satoshis in a month on average. So keep it up. Wake up, shake your phone and only your phone and get some free Satoshis awarded to you. Again, not too bad at all. And the last thing they have is the ShakePay Visa card, where you could go out and use your ShakePay app with a tap and for your purchases like groceries, gasoline, whatever it is you buy, and you'll be rewarded 1% back in Bitcoin to your ShakePay account. And not only that, there's a chance you can get the whole thing rewarded back to you in Bitcoin. And that's the ShakePay promotion. So again, if you don't have the ShakePay account, if you haven't onboarded on the ShakePay, use our promo code below. It makes sense. It's a great way to buy. And of course, never sell your Bitcoin. Shake your phone, get free Satoshis, and use the ShakePay Visa card. It's a no-brainer. ShakePay all the way. And what are you going to do with those Satoshis? Well, the next sponsor comes in handy, which is Ledin. And with Ledin, you could earn a reward, you could earn some interest on your Bitcoin or USDC. If you park 150,000 Satoshis or 75 USDC on the Ledin platform with using our referral code below, you will be rewarded with 10 USDC. And that's if you hold the 75 USDC or 150,000 Satoshis for 15 consecutive days on the Ledin platform. Not only that, with the Bitcoin that you have, you could borrow against it. Say you need to purchase something, expand your house, buy a car, whatever it is you may need, and you don't want to sell your Bitcoin, Ledin has you covered. So you can borrow against your Bitcoin, 50% loan to value, and it's a great way to get money for your Bitcoin without selling it. Another good product offered by Ledin. And the last thing they have is the B2X. If you're feeling lucky and you think Bitcoin's going up, you could double up your Bitcoin stack. And once a Bitcoin reaches a certain price, you could pull out and always pull out. And you're good to go. You're going to be ahead of the game. So check it out. The B2X option allows you to double up your Bitcoin stack if you think the price of Bitcoin is going up. And lastly, they have also the Bitcoin-backed mortgages, but it's only in certain jurisdictions. So check it out. Check out their website, not only for the interest and savings rates, but also for the Bitcoin-backed mortgages because they're not in every jurisdiction. So check it out. Okay, now with the formalities being said and everything done there, let's take a look to see who are the big winners and losers for today. And leading off, we have Canada Computational Unlimited, SATO is the ticker, 13.75%. What happened? No news. Why did it go up so much? I don't know. Cypher Metaverse, aka Code, CODE is the ticker, 10%. They're getting into stuff that's not related to Bitcoin, so meh. Liquid Fintech, 8.33% up, not too bad. Bitcoin Wealth, 5.56% up. Good to see them on the way up. And yeah, so it's pretty good all around. Where's Coinbase? I like following Coinbase. And are they at the bottom? Where did Coinbase go? I must have missed them. Ah, there they are. They're down 0.53%, and always coupled in with Stronghold Digital, down 2.52%. But at the very bottom, CryptoStar, 11.11% down, and CryptoWorks down 10%. CryptoWorks is not all Bitcoin miner. Aquarius AI, 8.33% in a negative, and Luxfolio with some news a couple of days ago, 7% down for a day, just a little bit, 7.14% right now. There you go. So Cathedra, 6.56. Come on, Cathedra, you could do it. it's kind of a mixed bag today. It looks like it's almost a little bit more tiered towards the red than the green today. The price of Bitcoin took a little bit of a step back given the price where we were the whole day of the trading market versus when it closed yesterday. So it's kind of expected. It is what it is, and lots to talk about, so buckle up and strap on in. This is going to be a good one. Okay, so leading things off, it's a story from Cathedra Bitcoin, and this one just came out after I finished recording on Monday, so this is a little bit old, but still very pertinent information that you should be aware of. And what they did, they raised, or they're in the process of raising money. It's $2.88 million Canadian. This is through a non-brokered financing deal, similar to something that was done a few weeks back. And it's interesting that this is the mechanism they're using to raise money. Previously, they were borrowing against their ASIC mining equipment. And I think they're getting terms of around 9% interest rates for money that they're borrowing against it. And I think it's NYDIG was the one that was providing the funding for that. But that's a story for a different time. So it looks like that now their method from raising cash or raising funding is through these non-brokered private placements. And this one is going to be with the sale of 8,000 units. And this is, each unit is going to be sold at a price of 36 cents Canadian dollars. And of course, that's going to give them a grand total of 2.88 million Canadian. And so each one of these units comprises of one common share and three-quarter share, so 0.75 common share purchase warrant. And these warrants give them the ability to purchase one common share within a period of 5 years from the closing date. So they're selling off some of their shares, it looks like here, and raising money, $2.88 million. And what are they going to be doing with this money? It's for general corporate purposes and working capital, very similar to the previous one that they just closed off a few weeks back. So they need money, just like any Bitcoin miner. Nothing that's really against this. These are the mechanisms they use to raise money to keep the lights on and continue to mine Bitcoin. Mining Bitcoin is a capital-intensive business, and it's not like they're selling a service where there's continuous funding coming in. They're mining Bitcoin, and in order to sell that Bitcoin, that's a taxable event, and also given the fact that the price of Bitcoin is depressed right now, it may not be the best of times to either sell your Bitcoin or borrow against it. So they're doing other means to raise capital. So I have no issues with this, but it's certainly something noteworthy. So keep this in mind if you are a Cathedra Bitcoin investor or you intend to be one, because this is going to make the amount of shares that are currently out there with investors much, much higher as opposed to, I guess, a few days ago. So that's something that you should note. And moving on, let's talk about the company we talk about on a weekly basis, and that being Luxfolio. And Luxfolio announced their May 2022 highlights, and it's okay, nothing spectacular here. So what it was mentioned in this report is that they mined 25.22 Bitcoin for the month of May. And in comparison to other companies, I'll use a couple of big ones just to give you an idea. Bitfarms, they mine about 400 Bitcoin per month, and Core Scientific mines what is that number, about 1,000? It's 1,000, slightly over 1,000 Bitcoin per month. So there you go. So you get an idea how Luxfolio is in comparison to the much larger Bitcoin miners, but they aren't in comparison with them in reality. They're right now much more aligned with, say, Cathedral Bitcoin, and their hash rate is comparable to them, because right now their hash rate is sitting stagnant. I'm going to mention that later. It's right now sitting at 180 petahash per second, and the hash rate has remained steady. Like, it hasn't changed. It's from the month of May. So the beginning of, or the end of April, was 180 petahash per second, and that's the end of May. It remains 180 petahash per second. So it's been stagnant there. So they didn't add any Bitcoin miners to the network. So it is what it is. And I've mentioned earlier, they mined 25.22 Bitcoin for the month of May, and it's slightly down from the month of April, where they mined 25.39. And this is a result of the fact that the hash rate did go up slightly during that time. I mean, actually, it went up quite a bit. But, still, their Bitcoin that they mined for the month went down a wee bit amount. And how much Bitcoin they have under reserves has gone down. As of at the end of May, it's 52.4, and they were reporting at the end of April 62.6. So they have sold off some of their Bitcoin in order to keep things operational over there. And they say they keep 100% of their Bitcoin on their reserves. So they're not having somebody else keep custody of it. And so that's pretty good. Something to note, it cost them $7,900 to produce one Bitcoin. And in comparison to, say, Bitfarms that reported about a month or two ago, Bitfarms was reporting about $8,500 per Bitcoin, and Luxfolio is a little bit less at $7,900 per Bitcoin. And this is taking into consideration that they have very cheap power. That's the result of them getting very cheap power. That's good stuff. And there's not much else really to say. The fact that they have 1,400 miners that are going to be installed in Q3 2022. So that hash rate being stagnant, it's not going to remain so for the next little while. They should be adding more miners onto their network in the next little while, and that should increase their hash rate. And in fact, they're going to be trying to get to 360 petahash per second. And so that's not too bad. It's almost double where they are right now. In fact, it is double where they are right now. So there you go. Some decent news coming from Luxfolio. Cheap energy. They're mining Bitcoin with very little cost in comparison to their peers. They're growing their network, and it's going to be doubling their hash rate in the next few months. So all in all, okay stuff. Not really earth-shattering, but it's certainly the path in the right direction. So good for Luxfolio, and I look forward to hearing some more updates from them in the next little while. All right, so keeping things moving along, we're going to talk about Argo, and their May 2022 update has been announced, and they mined for the month of May 124 Bitcoin or Bitcoin equivalent. And this is down from the month of April, where they mined 166 Bitcoin during that month. And they attribute this to a few different factors. Number one, the difficulty rate increased during the month of April and May. So everybody was experiencing a bit of a pinch dealing with mining Bitcoin. The second thing they were saying is the company's hash rate on Terra Pool produced a substantially lower Bitcoin than in previous months. And they're saying this is due to short-term probabilistic outcomes. And they're going to be exploring all options to optimize its hash rate across alternative pools. Very interesting stuff. Are they having issues with Terra Pool, and they're going to be looking at another pool to use to maximize their hash rate? We'll see what happens. They're saying that the higher temperatures in Texas, it creates increased demand for electricity, and they had to respond and they had to reduce their energy uses at their facility in Helios. I think that's how you pronounce it. Is it Helios? I'll call it Helios. And it's growing, and it's ramping up to be a massive facility. It'll be 1 gigawatt facility once it's all said and done. And it also had some unplanned downages. So all in all, there's some hiccups along the way in the month of May. It is what it is. There's nothing we could be done about it. We just got to move forward from here. And right now, the company, they hold 2,379 Bitcoin, and of which 187 are what they call BTC equivalents. And they're saying during this month, they installed 2,500 S19J Pro models, and that's going to really increase their hash rate. And this was due to an agreement that they had with Core Scientific that I talked about not too long ago. And by the month of May, at the end of May, they increased their hash rate by another 300 petahash and is sitting now at 1.9 exahash per second. And they have another 20,000 miners that are coming down the pipe, and that's going to be completed and installed by October 2022. Really good stuff moving forward from Argo. Right now, unfortunately, they had some hiccups along the way. I think dealing with the heat of Texas is going to be really problematic, and they just have to continually deal with this. There's no way around it. And as there's more heat and, you know, there's more requests from the regulators to reduce the power use or power draw and potentially redirect power that's being generated to other areas of the grid, this is going to be something that's cyclical that's going to be happening with Argo. So we're kind of in the hot months. May, it's hot in Texas, and expect this type of problem. I won't say problem, expect this type of challenge happening continuously for the next few months, at least until, I suppose, October. And then once things cool down temperature wise I don't think they'll have any problems, unless there's an unscheduled snowstorm like Texas experienced a couple of years ago, where it's neutered the grid over there, the power grid. So it is a different story, but there is a indirect connection between all those things I mentioned and Argo. So keep that in mind. There's always going to be some hiccups along the way, given the way that everything is set up in Texas, and they're very much tied to the weather over there. And if weather is bad, well, it could impact their mining performance. Weather is good, well, it's going to impact positively their mining performance. So yeah, all in all, it's decent stuff from Argo, but there's always going to be some question marks along the way. All right, the next company that's going to get some love is Iris Energy, and we talked to their CEO, Dan Roberts, not too long ago. I'm going to post a link below. Check it out if you want to learn a little bit more about Iris Energy, because it gives some insight into their company. But as for what I want to talk about is their May 2022 update, and they announced that their hash rate has gone up 12%, now sitting at 1.165 exahash per second. They have the construction going on for Mackenzie and Prince George, BC, and that's going to be coming online later this year, Q3 2022. But there's the points I want to stress here, and I want to really point out, is they're building up their infrastructure, and they're going to have 15 exahash of secured miners that are going to be coming on board, and 10 exahash is going to be expected to be operational by early 2023. So they're moving up. They're going to be getting 15 exahash per second of secured miners eventually, but 10 exahash looks like will be available by early 2023. So they're going to be ramping up their operations considerably, considering that they're sitting at 1.165 exahash per second to get to 10 exahash. That's a really big jump. How much Bitcoin they mined for the month of May? 151. So use that comparable to the other companies I talked about earlier today. Also, the cost of the electricity to mine Bitcoin, another number you could use to compare to the other companies I mentioned earlier in this video, it cost them $9,352. That's the cost of electricity to mine one Bitcoin. So use that number compared to Luxfolio and Bitfarms, what I talked about earlier. So as you could tell, this company is moving up in terms of hash rate. Is it a good purchase right now? Well, I'm wondering if it seems like their expected hash rate that's going to be coming online moving forward has been priced in. If you look at this chart here and you look at the market cap divided by the hash rate, Iris Energy is sitting on one of the higher points right now, and which leads me to believe that they have, it's just maybe a little bit overvalued in terms of their price of their stock. I think that this is probably going to be moving up a little bit in terms of price and comparison, you know, everything else. But the grand scheme of things, I think that other companies may be better valued. Like I'm looking at CleanSpark and Core Scientific. I know Core Scientific carries 100% debt in comparison to everything they have, but I'm bullish on them. But then we'll even go further on Bitfarms and Argo. They seem to be better value in terms of when you're looking at the market cap divided by their hash rate. But one thing to consider is their expected hash rate is going to be moving up to potentially 15 exahash per second, and it could even go beyond that. We talked about this briefly with Dan Roberts when we had their interview with him. So I suggest check out that interview, take a look at these numbers, see if it's a wise investment right now. It might be a little bit overvalued in comparison to the other bigger Bitcoin miners, but I could be wrong in my assessment. Nothing is financial advice, so make sure you do your own research, and we'll be talking about that later on in, when I close the episode. And let's stick down under. Let's talk about Mawson next. And Mawson Infrastructure has made a trade, and these are not too common. So this is a pretty cool story that I have to present to you. And they traded some of their ASIC mining equipment. It's 1,975 in total. And what did they get for trading almost 2,000 Bitcoin ASIC machines? Well, they got from Tasmania Data Infrastructure. They got 33% of the equity of that place. What is Tasmania Data Infrastructure? Well, it's a data center that has power that they could use to mine Bitcoin. It's 100% renewable energy. It's located in Tasmania, Australia. And right now it has the capacity to draw up to 35 megawatts of energy for Bitcoin mining. And this is, could be done as late or as early as Q3 2022. And with this whole deal here, Mawson is going to have the ability to host and draw up to 10 megawatts for their own Bitcoin mining infrastructure. And even though right now it's 35 megawatts of power that they're going to be available to them in Q3, it could scale up to 100 megawatts in total. So not sure exactly if they do scale up by almost three times, will Mawson's ability also scale up three times to 30 megawatts? This I don't know, but it seems interesting, this story. So they're going to be using 100% renewable energy, and it's going to be local to where the headquarters, or more local to the headquarters than where they do business, because they do business in primarily North America, Mawson does. So to have it much closer to their headquarters might give them a strategic advantage in terms of servicing their equipment, rather than having people fly out halfway across the country, or even having people employed and housed halfway across the country, world, sorry. So yeah, this is an interesting story. So they're going to be able to draw upon some more energy moving forward, and all they had to do is give up almost 2,000 ASIC Bitcoin miners. I'm not sure which ones they gave up. Is it these new ones? It doesn't say in the story if they give, say, like S19s or S9s, or I don't know what they gave up. But either way, it's still a pretty cool story, and it's something to consider if you're an investor of Mawson, because this is 100% renewable energy, and if this is something that meets your criteria, this is the type of investor you are. Well, you know, consider Mawson, because they're a company that they like the green energy, and this story is another one that just goes to show that they are focused on drawing green energy to mine Bitcoin. So yeah, cool stuff from Mawson, and we're hoping to get somebody from their team to come on our show in a not too distant future. All right, so I'm going to transition to talk about Bit Digital, ticker BTBT. I talked about them a few times, and not really all that favorable. And the reason why is because supply chain issues really concern me if they're going to be getting all their Bitcoin miners. Well, in terms of what I have to report here, is from May 2022, their operational update, they mined 53.4 Bitcoin and 27 ETH. So the 53 Bitcoin, you could compare it to the other Bitcoin miners I talked about earlier today. And on their treasuries, they hold 793 Bitcoin and 316 ETH. Well, it is what it is. It's, you know, it's a small amount, but it's you know, hopefully it grows over time. This is the thing that really is interesting. They own 33,000, a little bit over 33,000 Bitcoin miners and 731 Ethereum GPU miners. And that gives them an estimated hash rate of 2.1 exahash per second for Bitcoin and 0.3 terahash per second for the Ethereum mining. I'm not going to talk much about the Ethereum mining, but 2.17 exahash per second is a decent number. That's a lot of Bitcoin miners they have to still take custody of, because it's, from what I understand, it's being transition or shipped out from China to here, because I think they left it in China. Some strange story. And once they get it, then they have to plug it in their network. Their hash rate could move up considerably. The amount of Bitcoin they mine can be increased vastly, but it's all, there's questions that have to be answered. Supply chain issues. We experiencing that right now for everything. How will Bit Digital deal with this? This is 33,000 Bitcoin miners that, not in totality, but still, it's a lot of Bitcoin miners. Tens of thousands of Bitcoin miners still have to be delivered and installed. Then those tens of thousands of Bitcoin miners have to be installed in a network. and they have to be serviced. And so there's a lot of questions here that I just don't know in entirety if what's going to happen moving forward. Right now, they're a small Bitcoin miner, and they mine ETH too. They can be a big Bitcoin miner, but will they get there? Will there be unexpected hurdles that need to be jumped? This, I don't know. So this is something I would say, buyer beware when you're dealing with BitDigital. I'm not 100% certain what's going to happen moving forward. And there's too many questions. And the fact that a lot of their equipment is still off-site and still needs to be delivered, buyer beware. That's all I have to say, buyer beware. Okay, Greenidge, ticker GREE, and they reported on their May update, and it's pretty good. And they said 195 Bitcoin for the month of May, and they have 1.7 exahash per second of mining right now, just hashing away, doing their thing. And this is from their 20,400 miners. That's as of May 31st, 2022. And they're saying 25% of their hash rate comes from their location in Spartanburg, South Carolina. So they do have facilities also in New York. And I've touched upon this previously. New York now has the proof of work ban that's currently at the desk of the governor. It has yet to be signed, from what I understand. But nonetheless, Greenidge, they went out of their way to prove that they are not impacted by this, because they have already gotten approval to do their mining. And the ban on the proof of work in New York applies to the companies that are using carbon. And it's also companies that are moving forward, setting up new operations. Greenidge, it doesn't apply to them because their operations are currently doing their thing and they've been approved to do so. So that's the good news. And I don't know. I mean, it's decent news all around. We'll just go back to my chart here. We'll just refer to it. Let's see where Greenidge falls in the grand scheme of things. It seems rather cheap to me. I mean, let's look at this. Cheaper than Argo, cheaper than Bitfarms, kind of almost at the same spot as Core Scientific. Greenidge, are they a good one to buy? Are they undervalued in comparison to their peers? I don't know. Yeah, maybe. And maybe one that you may want to consider buying into, especially considering that they do not have any problems going forward with their facility in New York. So that's not going to impact them whatsoever. I don't know. I'd consider putting something in the Greenidge if I had some dry powder sitting on the side, and perhaps you should do too. And the last story I have is one from Blue Sky Digital Assets, and they are going to be going through the motions to buy a whole bunch of their shares, around 3.2 million of them. And that's going to represent 5% of the total shares that are outstanding as of June 8th, 2022. And why are they doing this? Well, on Twitter, they announced that they said that their management team believes that the common shares have been trading in a price that does not adequately reflect the true value of the common shares in relation to Blue Sky's current activity and future prospects. As a result, the management team strongly believes that the purchasing of common shares from time to time would be an appropriate use of corporate funds and would be potentially result in benefits to shareholders. Honestly, I'd prefer them to see dump money into expanding their operations and rather than pumping up the price, is I think that increasing their hash rate is probably better long term. This seems like a rather short term idea, short-term vision. I mean, if you're pumping up the price, I guess that's good temporarily. So if you're an investor and you're looking at that, this is going to be good news for you. But long-term, does this really impact positively Blue Sky's ability to mine Bitcoin in comparison to their peers? I mean, we talked about Iris. They're going to be 8xing their hash rate in the next little while. Core Scientific is going to be doing quite a bit of hash rate, 30x hash per second. Shouldn't they be deploying capital into ASIC miners, into data centers, into stuff like that to increase how much Bitcoin they can mine? That's just my personal opinion. If I was an investor of Blue Sky, I would, on a short term like this, on a long term, is this the best use of capital? I would argue against that. But then again, I'm just a guy sitting in front of a wall with a bunch of hats. So what the heck do I know? And I could be wrong in my assessment. And that's it. I hope you like this rather lengthy episode. It's a lot to catch up on. Now, we're going to be talking to Oded Orgil this evening from Ocean Falls Blockchain. Check it out. It's going to be a great interview. And with that being said, I'll try to do an episode tomorrow, but looking like Friday will be the next time I get out to do one of these Bitcoin mining and equities updates. So last thing, I'm not a financial advisor, nor is anybody else a financial advisor on the show, Joey and any guests. So make sure you do your own research, your own due diligence, because what we're saying is not financial advice. So take that into consideration. Everything we say, take it with a grain of salt. So with that, take care. Hello, Bitcoiners, and welcome to another episode where we do a wrap-up on Bitcoin miners, Bitcoin-related equities, and today is Friday, June the 10th, 2022. So happy Friday, and hope you have a wonderful weekend coming up. And we're going to try to get this one out in an average of 10 minutes. I think we'll probably get there. It's going to be rather close. So anyways, just want to ask that if you could please like the video and subscribe to the channel, that would help us out tremendously. So with that being said, let's get to our sponsors. And our first sponsor is ShakePay, the best place to buy and never sell your Bitcoin. And if you use our referral code below and you fund your account with $100, you'll be gifted $30. That's after you fund your account with $100 and buy Bitcoin or the altcoin that's on there. After you make your $100 purchase, $30 will be added to your account. Not too shabby. Second is if you use our referral code, shake your phone with the ShakePay app open on your phone, you'll be gifted Bitcoin Satoshis on a daily basis. Once a day, shake your phone with the ShakePay app open and you'll get some free Satoshis added to your account. And it increases you get more and more Satoshis as you have a consecutive streak. On a 200th day and beyond, you'll be gifted 1,000 Satoshis for every time you shake your phone. And the last thing they have to offer is the ShakePay Visa card. And if you use that to fund your purchases like gas, groceries, whatever the heck you gotta buy, you'll be returned back to you 1% in Bitcoin added to your ShakePay account. And you could potentially get the whole thing, your whole purchase, returned back to you in Bitcoin and added to your ShakePay Bitcoin account. So not too bad. Use our referral code below and get on board to the ShakePay train. We like it, we recommend it, and we use it, so you should too. Another thing you should use is Ledin. And if you use our referral code below and you fund your account with 75 USDC or 150,000 Satoshis, then you'll be given 10 USDC as long as you have that amount on their platform for 15 calendar days. So if you have your 75 USDC or 150,000 Satoshis on their account for 15 calendar days, you'll be gifted that 10 USDC. Not only that, if you have a big stack of Bitcoin and you have to do something like repair your car, fill it up, whatever, you could borrow against your Bitcoin. Ledin's there to help you out, and they got a 50% loan to value ratio. So check that out. And also, if you think the price of Bitcoin is going up, you got some insider information and you're feeling lucky, you could double up your Bitcoin stack using their B2X option. And you do that and you can increase your Bitcoin that you have on your balance sheet. So do that, and it's a really good way to increase your Bitcoin if you think that the price of Bitcoin is moving on up. And last but not least, they also have the Bitcoin backed mortgages. They have a sign up process right now. You have to put yourself in a waiting list, but if you want to have the Bitcoin backed mortgage, you want to take advantage of it, Ledin is there to help you out. So check them out, use your referral code below. It's another product we like and we use and we recommend. All right, with the formalities out of the way, let's take a look to see who are the big winners and losers. On the trading day, a lot more losers. Let the wreckage begin. Let's take a look to see what happened here. It's been just brutal. So what do we have here is CryptoWorks, the company that doesn't just do solely Bitcoin mining. They're up 4.35%. So that's a huge jump considering what everything else has gone today. Canaan, I don't know exactly how to pronounce them, 0.54% net gain on a day. And just about everybody else, aside from a few that just seven companies that managed to be neutral today, a lot of them came out just red. So, wow, Canada Computational Unlimited, 11.25% down. Liquid FinTech, 11.11% down. Voyager Digital, 8.58%. Bitfarms, this one hurts me personally, 8.14% down. Coinbase, 7.92% down. That's a That's the Coinbase that I remember. BTBT, I talked about them with, you know, with some caution moving forward. 7.19% down. DMG, 7.04% down. Man, oh man. And Sphere 3D, 6.52. So just, it's wreckage all around. Like, really, everybody took a just a beating today. The markets as a whole just, they weren't very receptive from the news today, given the fact that inflation came in, I think, at 8.6% for the month of May in the United States. That wasn't very favorable to a lot of these companies here. The markets in general and Bitcoin, everything took a step back, unfortunately. And we'll be talking about the CPI print more in detail on Monday on our flagship episode. But yeah, here you are. It's just a lot of red today. When is this going to stop? I don't know. I mean, it's just every day seems to be another red day on the markets. Not too many green days. So whatever. We'll just grin and bear it. And if you have any dry powder sitting on the side, certainly consider deploying it, because these prices are cheap and they won't stay cheap forever, right? All right, so leading things off, I got a really cool story that is both Luxfolio, and that's the company we talk about on a weekly basis, and Big Digital Assets. So let's take a peek what we have here. It's a story that, let me just pull up the screen, here we go. Big Digital Assets has given $2 million for a strategic investment into Luxfolio. And this is 2 million Canadian. And in return of that, they got 12.5 million shares of Luxfolio and also 12.5 million warrants. And now Big Digital Assets holds approximately 15% of Luxfolio. Really cool stuff. Also, Big Digital Assets will be putting a person, they're going to be able to assign an individual to Luxfolio's board. Another cool thing. What this enables Luxfolio to do is get some infusion of cash so they could then continue and build upon their network and grow their network from there. But I think more importantly, this gives Big Digital Assets a lot more exposure into something else that is not blockchain analysis, and it's not with respect to a exchange, their exchange netcoins. Now they're going to be getting exposure into Bitcoin mining. Really, really cool stuff. I like the fact that Big Digital Assets is expanding. They have Bitcoin on their reserves, and now they, you know, they have their Netcoins exchange, which is growing at a modest pace. Their blockchain analysis, I think, is going to be absolutely massive moving forward. I think they're going to be able to secure some very lucrative contracts from big businesses and, more importantly, governments. They did have at least two contracts that I'm aware of. They weren't that lucrative, but still, there was an entry point with the U.S. government. So it's going to give them, potentially, as the U.S. government needs more blockchain analysis, they're going to be going towards Big as long as they're happy with the services they provide. And as for Luxfolio, where do they rank in terms of their price versus others? Well, let's take a peek. If you look at their market cap divided by the hash rate, now this market cap was a couple of days ago. It's tanked since then. It's rather, I want to say, it's value play. I think Luxfolio is ready to bust out. If you compare it to others, I have it here as the cheapest. CleanSpark is a little bit higher. Core Scientific is slightly higher. But really, this is really bullish news to me. I think Luxfolio is one that is going to have a potential to really boom. I think that Big Digital Assets got this at a steal of a price. Really good stuff by Big Digital Assets. I love it. I'm bullish on Big Digital Assets. But I'm also happy to see Luxfolio get some newly infused cash that they could use to expand their business. I like it. It's a good opportunity on both sides. And hopefully this is going to be a marriage not made in hell, but made in heaven. All right, here goes to another value play company out there. And it's Mawson Infrastructure. And we'll go to the chart momentarily. But they announced their Bitcoin miner shipment deployment and operational update. So they now have 40,000 miners that have been deployed, and that gives them a hash rate of approximately 3.1 exahash across all platforms. And they do mention here that they're going to be scaling up their facilities with over 56 megawatts that is going to be deployed in the next three months. And they're going to be deploying another 5,376 ASIC miners, and this is going to be producing this is Australia facilities, and this is going to produce approximately 1.7 Bitcoin per day from those facilities alone. But in terms of where they are right now, 3.1 exahash per second. Now, let's take a look at this handy chart that I created. As you can see, this is another one that is, this is extremely valuable, I think. Given the fact that what their exahash, their hash rate is right now versus their market cap, it's cheap. It's really cheap. This is another one I would really consider buying into because they have a, they're very cheap in comparison to their peers. Why not? Again, something about Mawson infrastructure, for whatever reason, is usually at the very top in terms of the net gain for the day, or the very bottom for the net losses of the day. There's, I don't know, is there some manipulation going on in Mawson, in the markets for Mawson? I'm not saying they're doing manipulation, but the markets themselves are manipulating the price of the company. I don't know. It just seems very strange to me that more often than not, you'll see them either leading the pack in terms of the price gain per day, or at the very bottom for the most in terms of losses on a day. That seems to be like rather suspicious, but I'm just, you know, trying to connect dots here. I could be just barking up the wrong tree. Nonetheless, though, in terms of their hash rate right now, 3.1 exahash per second, look at their market cap, do a comparison to their peers. They are cheap. This is something you may want to consider, really consider buying into. Why not? If it's this cheap, might as well buy into it. Everything is very cheap these days, but especially Mawson, take a look. I think they're really, really valuable. Like, they're really valuable play right now. And the final story I have is about Marathon, and I think they bit off a little bit more than they could chew. So they have increased the Bitcoin holdings to 9,941 as of May. And well, I just want to state that this is the mining and production update for May 2022. They are starting now to sell their Bitcoin holdings. It was announced not too long ago they're going to be going through the process of start selling the Bitcoin that they have mined. So it looks like they need some money in order to continue expanding their operations, and selling it now at the point where Bitcoin is, you know, 29,000, 30,000. It's, you know, it is probably not the wisest move, but I'm not sitting on their board. I'm not sitting in the C-suites over there. So they know best about how to proceed forward with this company here. But it's questionable decision in my opinion that selling Bitcoin right now, given how much the price of it has been, it's depressed in comparison to a few months back. But nonetheless, let's talk a little bit more what happened in this update. They are having some difficulties energizing all the mining equipment they have. So this is why I said they may have bit off more than they could chew. They have the miners, but they're having issues with getting them all energized. And they're saying they have some issues in their Texas facilities to power up all their Bitcoin mining. So they also have now another 1.9 exahash just ready to be energized. That's a lot of, that's 19,000 miners in total. That's just waiting just to be, get going. And that's nuts. Like that's a lot of equipment just kind of sitting idly by, not doing anything, not earning any, and it's just depreciating, sitting there, not doing much. So that's why I was kind of saying they may have bit off more than they could chew. They are one of the larger Bitcoin miners. They intend to get to 23 exahash per second by early 2023. It is, you know, that's not too bad. Right now, they're currently hashing out 3.9 exahash per second. You know, it's going to be a substantial jump. Are they going to be able to power all the Bitcoin mining, the ASIC equipment, in order to achieve the 23.3 exahash per second? I don't know. I can't say for certain, but if they keep running into more and more problems, and it's, you know, these are obviously not predictable, they're unexpected problems, they may not get there. So I don't know. I have some real questions, real concerns about Marathon being able to achieve that 23 exahash per second by next year. They have the equipment. Maybe they'll start deciding to sell that instead of Bitcoin. What do I know? But they know best on how to proceed moving forward. So, you know, in my opinion, I wouldn't put any money in Marathon. Just a few question marks, especially now. Another thing, they have still that pending SEC investigation from, it has to do, I believe, with the purchase of land from back in, the SEC launched an investigation back, I think, November of last year, so it hasn't been wrapped up. So you always have that looming out there, that question mark, what's going to happen with that investigation. So, yeah, so real questions with Marathon. I would be more concerned than anything else if I was looking to buy into it. Just my two cents. Maybe I'm just being more overly cautious here, but that's just my opinion. And that's it. We're all wrapped up and you're ready to go. So I hope you all have a great weekend. But also, before we sign off, just want to make sure that you are aware that nothing I say is financial advice, and nothing anybody else in this channel, nor Joey, nor any of our guests, are financial advisors. So don't take our information as financial advice. Make sure you do your own research, your own due diligence. And yeah, with that, have a wonderful weekend. So take care.